President Joe Biden today announced new initiatives to combat climate change and wildfires during a meeting with Western governors, including California Governor Gavin Newsom. The meeting came as record-breaking heat in the West has caused the wildfire season to begin earlier than in previous years. California is especially vulnerable due to extreme drought conditions. Biden emphasized that climate change is having an impact right now on daily life in the United States.
The extreme heat we're seeing in the West is not only a risk amplifier for wildfires, it's a threat in and of itself. People are hurting. It's more dangerous for kids to play outside. Roads are buckling under the heat. We need people to check on their neighbors, especially seniors who may need a helping hand. Outdoor laborers, like our farm and construction workers, are going to need frequent water breaks and shade.
Biden announced the minimum wage for federal firefighters will temporarily increase to $15 an hour, while also recognizing that increase is still not enough. The current average pay for firefighters is between $11 and $14 an hour. The pay raise is in an attempt to incentivize higher retention rates and to recruit new workers, especially as an increase in wildfires has escalated the need for more full-time firefighters. Biden also said funding for FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, would double from $500 million to $1 billion to aid states in their fight against climate change and climate-caused disasters. $37 million is earmarked for California's Sonoma County, which has been hit hard by catastrophic and deadly wildfires in recent years. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke on the need for the federal government to urgently act to mitigate the effects of climate change.
Part of the leadership of this administration has been to also recognize that the federal government's role has to be more than just putting out fires. It needs to be obviously supporting our firefighters, especially at the federal level, who are not getting paid enough. But it's about investing in adaptation, diversifying water policy in a way we are thinking about the storage of water, both above ground and underground. We're thinking about recycling and all that we know is available to us to actually be smarter in terms of the conservation of this diminishing and valuable resource called water.
California Governor Gavin Newsom voiced his concerns about California's deadly heat waves and alluded to the political divide in the country that he says has blocked progress from being made on environmental issues.
The hots are getting hotter. The dries are getting drier. The realities of climate change are here, and they're here decades ahead of when we had anticipated. So to disabuse ourselves of the old timelines and the old frames of engagement, I mean, the seriousness of this cannot be underscored. Five of the six largest in our history concurrently in last year's wildfire season. You know, when you look at that thermometer, 117, 119 degrees up north, we were 123 down in Palm Springs 2 days ago, 111 just 48 hours ago. There's no Republican thermometer, no Democratic thermometer.
The Biden administration is pushing a $1 billion bipartisan infrastructure bill, but environmental groups say the bill omits a transition to clean energy and conservation and restoration projects. The Biden administration is drafting a companion infrastructure bill with Democratic leaders in the Congress to address those shortcomings.